This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Zvachim, tape number 2.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Hechaver Yehuda ben Hechaver Meir HaLevi Levi. Zichrona Levracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're holding in Masechta Zvachim from the Mishnah and Daf Chavtes Amid Beis. And the Mishnah says, the rule is that if Shchita, Kabbalah, Hailacha, or Zrika of a carbon, these are the four steps in bringing a carbon, if any of these four, the person had the Kavana of eating or burning any parts of the carbon, Chutzim Kaimeh, outside of the proper place, the carbon is possible, but there was no chi of karis. If, however, a person had kavana to eat the carbon or do any of these four things, chutz lizmanai, outside of the proper time, then if it's eaten at all, whether it's eaten in the proper time or outside of the proper time, there's a chi of karis if it is eaten. This is called pigel. But karis is only if this was the only bad machshava that he had. If, however, there was a second bad machshava, for example, that the shchita would be chutz lizmanai and the halacha, there was a machshava of chutzim kaima, or pesach v'chatas shalai lishman, then there is no chi of karis. What about two bad kavanas for the same avoida? There's also no chi of karis. Rabbi Yehuda says, the klal is, even if two bad machshavas happen, we say tfais lashon rishon. So if the first kavana that a person has was a machshava of chutz lizmanai, then afterwards he had a machshava of chutzim kaimai, there is still a chi of karis, because tfais lashon rishon, we look after the first machshava. And since the first machshava was a machshava of pigel, chutz lizmanai, and that has a chi of karis, he has a chi of karis. The chachamim say no, there is no chi of karis. And the Gemara says, Ilfa said that when Rabbi Yehuda says tfais lashon rishon, it only applies to two machshavais in two avoidas, but two machshavais in one avoida, he'll agree that you can't have karis. Rabbi Yechanan says, even by one avoida, and Rabbi Yehuda will be machmer. Daf Lamed. If a person has a behema chulin, and he wants to swap the kedusha from a carbon oila shlamim and stick it on this behema's chulin, this procedure is what we call tmura. If he says both, harezu tmuras oila, harezu tmuras shlamim, according to Rameir, it becomes an oila, since we say tfais lashon rishon, we go after the first thing that he said. And since the first thing that he said was Harezu Tumuras Ayla, that's what counts. The Shita Mukhubetzas on Daf Chavtes Amid Beis asks, why isn't a person empowered to change his mind immediately? If a person first says Harezu Tumuras Ayla, and then very quickly, in a short amount of time, he says Harezu Tumuras Shlomim, why don't we say that the rule of Teich Kdei Dibur applies, that a person is empowered to retract from what he said before? If a person says one thing, and very quickly, within a second, he says something else, we say that the zman of Teich Kdei Dibur is enough that he could change his mind. Therefore, why don't we say that it should be Tmuras Shlomim, since maybe it means that a person changed his mind if he said Harezu Tmuras Shlomim immediately after he said Harezu Tmuras Ayla. The Shita answers that if a person specifically says within the span of Teich Kdei Dibur that he wants to retract from his original declaration of Tmuras Ayla, he can do so. The Gemara here is referring to a case when a person tried to change from Tmuras Ayla to Tmuras Shlamim without indicating that he wants to change his mind from the original Tmuras Ayla. Such a case is viewed as an attempt to superimpose Tmuras Shlamim on top of the existing Tmuras Ayla, both together, which of course we know is impossible. Taisus, however, here, on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, writes that a person's subsequent declaration of Tmuras Shlamim doesn't work anyway, because one can't change his mind when you're dealing with Tmura. Rashi says that by Tmura, once one person says something, he can't change his mind. And Teich Kdei Dibur, of course, then wouldn't apply. Taisus of Menachas Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis explains that the reason why Tmura is unlike other declarations and the klal of Teich Kdei Dibur would not allow him to change his mind is because of the rule of Amira Legevayha is Kemisira Lehejit. A verbal declaration, when you're dealing with Hektish, is Chal immediately, and therefore, he can't change his mind. And that's it. That's why Teich Kdei Dibur would not apply in a case of Tmura. The Gemara asks, what if one specifically says that he wants it first to be an Ayla, then later it should be a Shlamim? This can't work, since one Kedusha cannot be Chal on top of a second Kedusha. Finally, if on the same Kezias there were two improper Kavanas, it's a Suffolk if Rabbi Yehuda holds, Tvais Lashon Rishon. Daf Lamed Aleph. What if there is a chutz lizmane, which is a chatzi zayis. Then there is a chutz limkoyme chatzi zayis, then a chutz lizmane chatzi kazayis. Rava says, since chutz lizmane came back, it can be mitzaref with the first, and there is karis. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no karis, since once the mekoyme comes in, it creates a permanent hefsek in the shir. Then I ask, what if a person had a bad machshava that a dog should eat the carbon? Can this become pigal? This is a machlokes. Finally, what if there was a machshava of chutz lizmane for two people to eat a chatzi zayis each? Do we go after the shear, and therefore, since we have a chatzi zayis with one and a chatzi zayis with the other, that's considered a full shear? Or do we go after the people, and therefore each person only has a chatzi zayis? More answers, it is mitzdaref, and it's considered to be a full kezayis. This marks the end of this perek. Now let's begin perek gimel, kol hapsulim. As background, the act of shechita for a karban is not called an avaida, compared, for example, to Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, which are called Avaidas. So therefore, you don't need a Kayan in order to do the Shechita. Any Tzar who knows how to Shecht can slaughter an animal for use as a Karban. However, if someone has a Machshava Shalei Lishma during the Shechita, it can passel the Karban the same way a Machshava Shalei Lishma passels the Karban by any of the other real Avaidas, the Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. And the Mishnah says, any of the people who, if they do Kabbalah, we say the Karban is pasul, for example, a Zar, a Mechusar Begadim, and so on, if they do the Shechita, the Karban is kosher, since anyone can do the Shechita. And even if they are Tameh, they can still do the Shechita. Taisvis asks, if someone is Tameh, how can they do Shechita? They'll be Metameh the animal. Taisvis answers, here he used a Sakin, which isn't Mekabel Tumah. For example, something which is like a vegetable type of thing, like a reed, therefore, that wouldn't necessarily be Metameh the Karban. And we say this even applies for kache kachim. But you must be careful that if someone tame does the shechita, they must be very careful not to touch the meat. And if someone has a machshava shalei lishma, or has in mind to eat it chutz limkoyme, or chutz lizmane is referred to as pigal, it passels the karban. Continuing on daf lamed beis. And if the kabbalah was done improperly, as long as there is additional dam hanefesh, the kabbalah can be redone, and the karban can eventually become kosher. If someone made a Kabbalah in a Kli Kodesh and then put it into a Kli Chol, he can return it to the Kli Kodesh, and it's not considered a Hefsek. If after the Kabbalah the blood fell on the floor, if the Kayin gathers it from the floor, it's kosher, as long as the original Kabbalah was from the neck, the Dam HaNefesh. If the Kayin sprinkled the blood, he did the Zrika, not on the Yisaydeh HaMizbeach, for example, he did it in the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, which does not have a Yisaydeh, but somewhere else on the Mizbeach, if there is additional Dam HaNefesh, the Kayin can make a new Kabbalah and Zrika. If there is no additional Dam HaNefesh, then it's too late to fix it. And the Gemara says, since the Pasuk says Vishachat, and it doesn't say Vishachat HaKayin, it's mashma that even a Zar can do the Shechita, and he can even do the Shechita Lachatchila. If someone is Tameh, the Shechita isn't Mutter Lachatchila, but only Mutter B'dievet. But the Halacha of Smicha, leaning on an animal, is an Isser Daraisa if someone is Tameh. Person is Tameh, he's not allowed to do the smicha. Someone Tameh who enters the Azara, b'mezid, is chayev karis. If he sticks his hand in, then he only gets malchus, since we say, bia b'miktsas shma bia, Reish Lakish says this. A metzera, though, is allowed to stick his hand into the Azara, due to a special gzeres hakasav that allows him to do this as part of the tahara process for a metzera. Daf lamed gimel. The smicha of the metzera took place at the Shar Nikanar, on the east side of the Beis Hamikdash, just before the Azara. David said to Shlomo, everything is written down. It came from Hashem to enlighten me. And I was told the exact measurements of the Beis HaMikdash, and we can't change any of them. Rabbi Yosef said, anyone who does smicha needs to do it with the energy of his whole body, so he can push down hard on the head of the animal. Finally, the din of smicha is midaraisa, but the takeif l'smicha shechita is only midarabanan. This halacha says the shechita should take place just after the smicha, and therefore there should be no hefsek. That's why the smicha should be done in the same place as the shechita. Daf lamed dalet. If someone who is tameh ate the basar kodesh before zrika, Reish Lakish says he gets malchus. Rabbi Yochanan says he gets no malchus since it's not raw yet to be a completed karban. If someone offers limbs of a behema tameh on the mizbeach, Reish Lakish says he gets malchus, but Rabbi Yochanan says he gets no malchus. If someone who is pasul to the kabbalah, we can do it again and it'll be kosher. What if the psul also did the zrika? Can the leftover blood in the neck be used to redo it? It's a machlekes if this extra dam is called shirayim and it can't be redone or not. Finally, from the pasuk of v'es kol dama yishpaik in Vayikra Dalad, we learn that all blood from the neck of the animal should be poured on to the Yisoid HaMizbeach. Daf Lamed Hei. The general rule is that we say, Kohanim Zrizim Heim. Kohanim are very careful and quick with the Avodah, so we can assume they'll do the Kabbalah without spilling it on the floor. The next Mishnah. If someone does the Shechita, and he has Kavanah to eat what normally isn't eaten, to burn what is not normally burnt, to eat it Chutz Lim Kaimai or Chutz Lizmanai, it's kosher, and we say that there's no pigle, since it's not normally eaten. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's pasul. But if it's less than a kazayis, then it's kosher. If the kavanas were one each for a chatzi zayis, then they're not mitzdarif. If someone eats from an egg of a turtle dove, the issue of pigle cannot apply, since this isn't officially part of the carbon. The Gemara. Eliezer says, if there was a machshava of pigle on a carbon, the psul of pigle will also apply to the embryo, since this man diyamar holds ubar yerach imay. But the machshava, if the machshava was on the shlil, then it won't passel the carbon, or the shlil, since people don't normally eat the shlil. The Gemara lists these items cannot cause pigle, and pigle cannot be chal on them. In fact, nicer cannot be chal on them either. The hair of the beard of the goat, the sinew of the neck of the behema, arteries, veins, the crop of the bird, horns, hooves, the embryonic sac, and eggs. The Mishnah. If the Shechita was done with a psul machshava, but not with a machshava of chutz lezmanai or chutz limkaimai, rather just to leave it over stam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's pasul. But according to the Chachamim, it's kosher. But if the machshava was done, or was thought of, there was a machshava to do the zrika, not on the aside, or put the blood in the wrong place, or almanas, someone who is tamei, would do the avaida, or eat it, or to eat the carbon pesach raw, the carbon is still kosher, since only a machshava of shalei lishma, chutz lezmanai or chutz limkaimai, is a machshava that can pasul. Daf Lamed Vav, the Gemara. Kachei kachim, most of these karbanas, the zman to eat it is on the day and the night that follows it. The machshava of pigol and the chi of karas only comes if there is no other psul machshava together with the machshava's pigol. But if there is, there is no chi of karas. Finally, if someone is tamei and they eat a karban, they're chayav misa. But if a carbon pesach can't be eaten because it's not roasted, as long as the zrika took place, if they eat it while they're tamei, they're still chayav misa. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak dalad beis shammai. As background, there are two categories of karbanos which are brought on the mizbeach hachitzayin in the azara. Number one, chatois, and number two, other karbanos. By other karbanos, there are zrikas which are called shtei matones shehen arba. There are two zrikas on the side, which touch two sides in the Zbech. So two zrikas times two sides, each, that's called shtayim shehein arba. By achatas, we require four matanis, one application on each corner of the Mizbech. And the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai says all nesinas on the Mizbech achitzayin, where we have shtayim shehein arba, if only one matana was done, b'di'eved, there is still a kapara. However, by achatas, which needs four applications, two are sufficient to be mechaper. Beis Hillel says, by achatas, even one matana, b'di'eved, is machaper. Therefore, according to Beis Hillel, if the first nesina was given without a psul machshava, but the second one had a bad machshava, for example, pigel, there is still a kapara, since according to Beis Hillel, we really don't need the second matana at all. But if the first matana had a machshava of pigel, then the carbon isn't chal. But regarding the mizbeach hapnimi, the inside the mizbeach hazov, which is inside the heichal, if any matana is missing, then the carbon is pasul. Gemara. The fact that even one nesina or zrika is enough b'di'eved, that's learned from the pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis, where it says, v'hadam yishafech. Yishafech is singular, therefore b'di'eved, it means even one zrika is good enough. Nachamad Zayin. By a carbon chattis, any blood which is left over in the kli sharis is poured on the aside. This is referred to as shvichas shirayim. Rashi, in explaining the mitzvah of shvichas shirayim, says that if blood remains in the vessel after the zrika, it should be poured on the aside. The Sfas Emes infers from Rashi's wording that the mitzvah of shvichas shirayim is relevant only if there happens to be remaining blood in the keli. But the kain is not mechuyev to make a conscious effort at the time of the zrika to keep some blood for shvichas shirayim. Taisvis, however, Divrei HaMaschel HaOila on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, brings an opinion that says that there's specifically a mitzvah of shvichas shirayim, and a kain is mechuyev to make sure that there's some blood remaining after the zrika, so he can perform this specific mitzvah of shvichas shirayim. Rabbi Yishmael learns, that on Erev Pesach, the bracha on the Karban Chagiga cannot be used for the Karban Pesach as well. But vice versa, it's okay. According to Rabbi Akiva, neither can pater the other. The Gemara says the tmura of Bechor and Meiser isn't offered as a Karban, but it's like Bechor and Meiser that it can't be offered if it has a mum. According to Beis Shammai, by Achatas, two matones of dam are needed for a kapara. Beis Hillel says, only one bidyavid is needed. We have three lishainis in the Torah for kronis. By two it says kronis without a vav. By one it has it with a vav. According to Beis Shammai, we hold yesh eim lemikra. Since by each we have a vav, and each is plural, so it's like 2 plus 2 plus 2 is equal to 6. You need an application of 6. Since we only have 4 corners, 4 is for the mitzvah, and we say 2 are ma'akev for kapara. According to Beis Hillel, we hold yesh eim lemisaris, which means we look at it how that, not how it's read, but rather how it is written. And since 2 are without a vav, 1 is singular, 1 is singular, so you have 1 plus 1, plus you have the one that has plural, so that's like 2. 1 plus 1 plus 2 is equal to 4. 3 for the mitzvah, and only 1 is needed b'di'evad for kapara. Daf Lamed Ches. We also have the rule of yesh eim regarding the walls of the sukkah, that we need to have at least 3 walls. The third one only has to be a tefach. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol takes the dam hapar, goes into the Kodesh Kadashim, and sprinkles the dam on the kapiris, one above and 7 times below, in a whip-like fashion. Rabbi Yochanan says, after one matana was given, according to Beis Hillel, what is the status of the next 3 zrikas, or matanis? Our answer is, you can't do these zrikas after shkia, since the dam becomes pasal after shkia. Also, if someone is zarek them outside the azara, he's chayav misa. In some ways, these 3 are like the first zrika, and in some ways, they're not. Finally, Rabbi Nechemiah says that any shirayim of the blood, if it falls on a beged, the beged needs kibus. Daf Lamed Tes. If dam falls into the cleaning canals in the azara, which lead to the nachal kidroin, the blood can't be used, and if it falls on clothing, there is no din of kibus. If there is a machshava psula during the flow of dam shirayim, it doesn't passel the blood. The par of the Kohen Gadol, which is called the par Kohen Mashiach, the dam must be dashed 7 times towards the pareichas. This is called matan sheva, and then applied to the 4 corners of the mizbeach hazav. That's called matan arba, and this mizbeach hazav we know is in the heichal. And if one of the sprinkles of any of these is not done, it's ma'akev and it's pasul, since the pasuk says kain yasa. If there is a mistaken psak of bezdin, the same halacha would apply to these karbanas. Finally, from the pasuk of Vechiper and Venislach, we learn that smicha and shirayim by these karbanas would not be ma'akev. Daf mem. The matnas sheva and the matnas arba is also ma'akev by paraduma and mitzera. Rabbi Yehuda learns that ikuvim only apply to the avaydas done by the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kadashim, but the avayda done in the heichal, this ikuv would not apply. Daf mem aleph. By the par of the tzibor, just like the haktara of the emurim include the yeseres and the kloyes, so too by the karban of avodah zarah. The Gemara asks, why by the parhelam dover of the tzibor does it not say this beferish? Our answer is, it's a mashal lemelech basar v'dam. Since Hashem should be angry for the avodah done, he shortened his words in the pasuk and didn't specifically say this in the pasuk. Finally, pigul is only if all of the matnois dam have a machshava psula. What if there is a machshava of pigul by the kaimitz, but not the levina, or vice versa? Rameir says, yes, pigul and karas. The chachamim say, no karas, unless there is a machshava psula by everything. Daf mem beis. If there was a machshava of pigul in one of the 43 nesinas of dam done on Yom Kippur, Rameir says there is pigul, and there is a chiyuv karas. According to the chachamim, he's potter, since there's only a chiyuv if the machshava was on all 43. The Gemara says, just like a regular karban is only kosher if all parts of the avodah are done without a machshava psula, so too there can only be a psul of pigul if all parts of the avodah were not done properly. The Mishnah. These are the things that even though something is pigul, there is no chiyuv karas for eating it. Kaimitz, ketores, levina, or v'deili mincha of the kain, if one eats blood of the karban, divrei Rameir, the chachamim ad, the loig shemen shal metzera. Reb Shimon says no. The rule is that anything that is matir a karban for eating it, if it had a machshava pigul, which was later eaten, there is a chiyuv of karas. Daf mem gimel, the Gemara. If pigul, neiser, or tame was put onto the mizbeach, The Isser is paka, the Isser comes off, and if someone eats it, there is no din karas. Since if the fire grabs hold of the meat, it injects tahara into it, and therefore it cannot become tame to the point that a person would be chayev karas for having eaten one of these things, pigel nicer or whatever. If a person who is tame eats kachim, which are tahar, of course he's chayev karas. A pasuk that Rabbi Yitzchak didn't explain, and a brisa which Zeira didn't explain, it's as if those don't have an explanation. Eating meiser is considered an iser kal, since there is only a lav, while eating truma, while tame, is an iser chamura, since there is a chiyav misa if a person does that. And truma needed a special drasha, but couldn't be learned from meiser, since dayai lavai min adin liyais kenadin. You cannot learn something like a chiyav misa from a kal v'chaymer. A carbon shlomim can be eaten for the day of the hakrava, the next night, and the following day as well, i.e. 2 days and one night. From the drasha of chilul chilul, we learn that just like a kayin tameh cannot touch all karbanas, so too the din of neiser applies to all karbanas. Rib Shimon says, only karbanas brought on the mezbeach hachitzayin can have a din of pigel, and therefore karas. But if it's brought on the mezbeach hapnimi, then it cannot have the din of pigel. The dam of the Asha Mitzera is a machlaikis exactly till what point can one be mael behektish, and at what point does it become mutter, and therefore cannot cause pigel. The meat of the chatas o'if is supposed to be eaten only by kohanim, since the pasuk says, l'cha ulevanecha. The Gemara says if someone is suspected of gezel hager, swore falsely, and then was maida he did steal, he must pay a keren plus a chaimish, plus an additional fifth. And if the ger dies, one must pay it to the yarshim. Finally, we paskin that in order to have a iser of pigo, that's only if the carbon was brought on the zbeach achitzayin in the azara. And that's in fact where all the avodas are done as well. Daf mem hei. Abaye says, even though these halachas of karbanos only apply to the zman Mashiach, we learn them anyways, since if we learn them, we get schar. The Mishnah. The carbon of a guy has no din of pigo, Neiser or Tame. And if one is Sheichet Bachutz, Rab Shimon says he's Potter, even though normally there's a Chiyav Karas, Rab Yossi says he's Chayav. Gemara. By the carbon of a guy, Mid Rabbanan, one shouldn't have Hana from it. There are no Nesachim brought, there is no Pigel, Neiser, or Tuma, and you can't do Tumura on it, as well as the fact that there is no Me'ila on it either. Finally, if the dam of a carbon became Tame, and then they did Zrika by accident, the kapara is good, and the person can still eat it. Bidiyavit. The Mishnah. There are certain things which, even though they can't have a chi of pigol, but they can still have a chi of neiser and tame, and therefore there can be karas. But Rabbi Shimon says this only refers to things which are edible, but wood and frankincense have no chi of tuma or neiser, since they aren't edible. The Gemara says Neiser is learned from Tuma, since it has three commonalities with Tuma. This is abbreviated with Gimel, Zayin, Lamed, Gezel. The three commonalities are Guf. Both are Psulei HaGuf versus Psulei Machshava, for example, like Pigel. Zrika, that the Chalais have nothing to do with the Zrika. Mashenkin Pigel is Chalat Zrika. And finally, Chilel, both have a pasuk that uses the word Chilel. Daf Mem Vav. Once a mitzvah on an item is done, that item cannot cause an Isser of Me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan says, there are three separate psukim that tell us if someone is tame and they eat kachim, they're chayav karas. This is a klalu pratu klal and tells us that tuma can only apply to kachim izbeach and not to kachim bedek habayis. The Mishnah. The shechita of a carbon must be done l'shem six things. Number one, l'shem the proper carbon, not the shinui carbon. Number two, l'shem the bailam, and not shinui bailam, not someone else. Number three, l'shem Hashem. Number four, Ishim. Number five, Reach. And number six, Nichayach. And the Mishnah says, the Chatas and the Osham must be l'shem a particular Chet. Rabbi Yossi says, even if the Shechita was done Stam, it's good anyways due to the Tanai of Bezdin, which allowed it to be good even without that special type of Kavara. But it's Stam good anyway. Gemara. Ishim refers to burning properly. Reach refers to the proper smell, and Nichayach refers to having nachas with Hashem. Finally, Shini Kodesh is a problem if one brought a chatas but had in mind to bring an oila. That's what Shini Kodesh is referring to. Daf Mem Zayin. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi says that if a kayan who does the avoda doesn't have a machshava of pigal, but the bailam does, the karban is pasul. The key to everything is the machshava of the bailam. Finally, the rule by Shabbos is maleches machshaves osra Torah. Just like in the Mishkan, you needed a full machshava, so too to be chayev for a malacha on Shabbos, you need a malacha with a complete machshava. This marks the end of this perek. Now let's begin perek Kei Ezehu Mekayman. As background, the Arizal said that each Mishnah in this perek creates a tikkun in the Olamis HaYoinim, in the heavenly spheres. When a person learns it, he should have kavana to satisfy the desires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Brura, in Siman Nun, Sifkat Nalef, explains that one of the reasons we say Ezehu Mekayman every day before Shacharis is because it's the only perek in Shas which has no machlekes in it, so therefore it's full of many schusim. And the Mishnah asks, where is the place that we have to shecht karbanas? The Mishnah answers, in regards to kachet kachem we know includes the oila, the chatas, and the asha, we do it in the northern part of the azara. The oila is shechted, and the kabbalah as well is done in the northern part of the azara with a kli sharis. The blood must be sprinkled properly, and if one of the sprinklings is missing, the karban is pasul. We don't use up all the blood, but rather we pour it out, and if this is not done, it is not ma'akif. Finally, the ashes are burnt outside of Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, when the Mishnah says, Ezehu mekayman shel zvachim, it isn't referring just to the fact that the shechita must be betzafayim in the northern part of the Azara, but it also means the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika must be done in the northern part of the Azara. Daf Mem Ches. Since the dam of the karbanas of Yom Kippur are brought into Kodesh Kadashim, the Tana learned them first in the Mishnah. If it is a safek of a person did a chet, he brings a karban asham tolei. If it's a vadai, he brings a chatas, an asham, or sometimes a karban oila v'yered. From the various psukim, we learn that all the karbanas must be shechted in the north part of the Azara. The kabbalah as well must be done in the north. In fact, the kayan himself must be standing in the tzafain when he does the kabbalah. If these aren't done in the north, it's ma'akev the karban. But malika of the ifas does not have to be done in the north. Daf Mem Tes. Maaser Sheni is normally redeemed outside of Yerushalayim, but if it becomes Tameh, it can be redeemed in Yerushalayim, since it can't be eaten. But if the produce was redeemed with money, and with that money more produce was purchased, and that produce became Tameh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it cannot be redeemed. So we see that what was Lekuach mi Maaser Sheni, the Tofel, is more Chomor than the Maaser Sheni itself. And the same applies to Tmura, that the second animal, which is Tofel, is more Chomor than the original animal. The Gemara says, by a Metzaira we find special applications of dam on the right thumb, right toe, and right ear. The general rule is that something that is learned from a Hekesh cannot teach us via a second Hekesh on something else. Davar ha-leimed mi Hekesh, ein chayzer u-melamed be-Hekesh. And by Kachim, you can't even teach to a second thing via a Gzeira Shavah.